Dayo Adeyemi of Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood hates Big Belly trash cans.
I just get disgusted by them.
Adeyemi says he'd rather not touch the dirty trash can handles. Philadelphia was one of the first cities to deploy the smart trash cans on a large scale, replacing the traditional litter baskets in Center City about 5 years ago. Since then, it's added more than 500 outside of Center City. But Adeyemi just can't get past putting his hands on the sometimes sticky, slimy bar that he has to pull down to deposit a wrapper.
It's like putting trash in a mailbox. You gotta pull it down, and it'll snap back. Like I got my hand caught in it one time, snapped by it.
Handles aside, the trash cans are pretty neat.
When they're full, they send us a text message.
That's right, says Andrew Stober. The trash cans can text. Stober's with the mayor's Office of Transportation and Utilities, and he says the message lets the city know whether the can is full or almost full. Stober's standing at the corner of JFK Boulevard and 15th Street, next to one of the first Big Belly trash cans and recycling units the city installed. The cans have solar panels on top that power a compactor inside, which smashes down the trash. That means the can holds more before it needs to be emptied.
When we had litter baskets, we had three shifts of employees out collecting those litter baskets 7 days a week because they would fill up and needed to be emptied. These we collect with just one shift 5 days a week, and they are solar powered and have a compactor inside of them.
The cans aren't cheap. One Big Belly solar compactor trash can costs just over $3,000. As for those dreaded handles, Stober says the units are cleaned 4 times a year, and sometimes for special events, with big crowds. He says there are some models with foot pedals, but the pedals break, rendering the trash can inoperable. He says the top of the trash can can't be open. People have to be kept safe from the trash compactor inside. And on the germ front, Stober points out that we all touch doorknobs and money every day. Walking up to throw away some trash, M.A. Wadu from the East Falls neighborhood says Big Bellies are great. What about touching the handles?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's better than littering.
Wind whips up the street, and Stober says on a breezy day like this, if the city had open trash cans, litter would be floating all over the place. In some parts of the city, the prospect of getting a Big Belly is exciting.
The neighbors came to me, they said, look, we got to figure out a way to really address these trash issues. And we see these newfangled trash cans running around all in Center City called Big Bellies.
Jared Solomon led a group called Take Back Your Neighborhood in the Northeast. He says addressing trash wasn't just a nuisance issue.
It was all along the business corridors. And when you think about encouraging business growth and development, you have to really clean up the streetscape before you get anywhere. You can't talk about a neighborhood coming back unless you get trash under control.
Solomon says now with Big Belly trash cans along busy Castor Avenue, the corridor is cleaner. But that's not convincing critic Dayo Adeyemi. To avoid touching those handles, he admits he drops trash in the recycling containers that sit next to the Big Belly trash cans. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.